الحمد لله، بارك الله فيكم. Let's get started today, inshallah, with our topic, which is the study of Al-Ajurmiyyah, continuing the study of Al-Ajurmiyyah, inshallah ta'ala. Let me share my screen with you to show you exactly what we'll be doing, inshallah ta'ala. Before I get started with that, I just wanted to ask people what they think of the Ajurmiyyah module so far. So far, what do you think of it? Good, alhamdulillah. All right, so here is what we were looking at last time, Al-Ajurmiyyah. Okay, and what we were looking at, alhamdulillah, that's awesome, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khairan. We were looking at Babu Marfu'atil Asma, the chapter of the Marfu' Isms. Where is it? All right, so this is where we were, Babu Marfu'atil Asma. And it said that there are seven of those, الفاعل من المفعول الذي لم يسمى فاعله, etc., etc. What we were doing actually after that was that we were in the process of figuring out what is the فاعل in terms of like how he describes it. And he had said the فاعل is of two categories, ظاهر and مضمر. And in the middle of, as part of ظاهر, which is the outside فاعل, we were looking at the fa'il, that's the outside doer, which is right here. The different types of it. So you had the singular, masculine, pair masculine, sound masculine, plural, human broken plural, masculine, singular feminine, singular pair, sound feminine plural, in that. Human broken plural for the feminine. Okay. Ghulami when it is mabni. All of those as examples he gave. And we made some notes about this that we said. The notes are that only the hidden pronoun he or she is to be used for the fa'il. Has to match the gender. Present, past and present tense are the ones that have an outside fa'il. And we spoke a little bit about the word hindun. How it has the unique situation where it could be banned from Tanween and also it can be not banned from Tanween. Both of those options are available. But then I had stopped you all right here and I told you, قَامَ أَخُوكَ وَيَقُومُ أَخُوكَ. We were going to revisit we were going to talk about, today, on Thursday. So here we are with قَامَ أَخُوكَ وَيَقُومُ أَخُوكَ. Can you translate قَامَ أَخُوكَ for me, please? قَامَ أَخُوكَ. قَامَ أَخُوكَ. That is the correct translation, mashallah. Your brother stood. جَزَاكُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Well done. قَامَ أَخُوكَ. All right, and you must have noticed that أَخُو, the way it's written, the wow comes after the kha, and the kha is the thing that has the dhamma. Okay, now what we're going to talk about is something that is called al asma al khamsa. What are they? Al asma al khamsa, the five nouns. Al asma al khamsa. You might notice linguistically, al asma is the plural of the word ism, correct? And the plural of the word ism is treated as what? Treated as a singular feminine, right? Because it is a non-human broken plural, right? Non-human broken plural treated as a singular feminine, and thus you have al-khamsatu as a singular feminine. And al-asma al-khamsatu, this categorization or this combination, excuse me, is what? Manu'ut and Na'at. It is Manu'ut and Na'at. Al-Asma' al-Khamsa. Very nice. Ahsantum. Well done. So that is that. Okay. Is my audio okay today? Okay, alhamdulillah. Because my microphone has been giving me some problems. So if it starts to become like choppy, just let me know. I think maybe Chinese made microphones, you know, what can you say? All right. But alhamdulillah, I did actually place a purchase for a order for a better, more authentic type. And then unfortunately, that will come in like a month. So we will have to pray, inshallah, that this guy lasts us at least 1 month. Okay, al asma al khamsa. Okay, let's go and find asma al khamsa in al ajrumiyya, shall we? Okay, let's go to a few chapters before. Okay. All right, he says here, وَفِي الْأَسْمَاءِ الْخَمْسَةِ. Okay, الْأَسْمَاءِ الْخَمْسَةِ. What are the أَسْمَاءُ الْخَمْسَةِ? وَهِيَ, they are the following. I want you to translate for me, please, as I read each one of them. You with me? All right. أَبُوكَ. أَبُوكَ. Abuka is your father. Very good. Akhuka. Akhuka is your brother. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. What about Hamuka? Hamuka. Any idea what Hamuka is? All right. Hamu is actually the brother-in-law. Hamu is the brother-in-law. Okay? So, Abuka 1, Akhuka 2, Hamuka 3. Fuka. Do you know what Fuka is? Sister-in-law, no. Fuka is the mouth. Okay? So, Fuka is your mouth. Okay. And what is dhu malin? What does dhu malin mean? Dhu malin. Owner of mal. Possessor of wealth. You with me, people? How many are there? There are five, right? Right there is the fifth one. Abuka wa akhuka wa hamuka wa fuka wa dhu malin. It actually will help you if you were to memorize it in this order. Abuka wa akhuka wa hamuka wa fuka wa dhu malin. If you just say that like that, you will actually end up memorizing. These are the five that are known as asma'ul khamsa. Okay? What is so special about asma'ul khamsa? You may ask. And here is the thing that is special about asma'ul khamsa. All of these are marfu'. Abu is marfu'. Akhu is marfu. Hamu is marfu. Fu is marfu. Dhu is marfu. All of them are marfu. Okay? They're in status marfu. Do you notice something else about them? The way they are written, what do you notice about them grammatically? So there's the wow. Okay, very good. How dhu malin. Dhu is marfu, right? Dhamma and waw. Okay, that's a good observation. Grammatically, as a combination, what do you notice? Abuka. Akhuka. Hamuka. Pronouns, okay. Well, dhu malin is not pronouns. Close. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Ahsanti. Right? You must... If you didn't notice now, I'll show you, right? That these words are, Abu is your mudaf ka mudaf ilayhi, right? Likewise, Akhu mudaf ka mudaf ilayhi, Hamu mudaf ka mudaf ilayhi, Dhu mudaf, Malin mudaf ilayhi. right? Yes or no, people? That's an observation. I'm glad you made it. All right. Let us now look at something else. If you look at over here, ra'aytu. What does ra'aytu mean? Ra'aytu. Ra'aytu. I saw. Ra'aytu. I saw. How would I say you saw? Ra'aita, very good. Ra'aita would be you saw. Okay. Ra'aitu is I saw. Okay. Ra'ait is my, ra'ay here is my fi'il. Right? And the tu is my fa'il. Correct? What is ra'aitu abaka? What does it mean? I saw your father. Right? So what would that make? What would be the maf'ul? Maf'ul is Aba is your maf'ul. Very good. Aba is your maf'ul. And also, as you might notice, it's mudaf and ka is mudaf ilayhi. Right? Yes or no? And now you notice something interesting about it. What is the thing that you notice that's interesting about Aba? The Alif. No, wow. It has an Alif now. Right? It has an Alif. When it is Mansub, it is Abaka. When it is Marfu, it is Abuka. Marfu, Akhuka. Mansub. Akhaka. Yes or no? You notice that, people? This is what makes these five special. Al-Asma al-Khamsa, that is why they're special. The way we know marfu', mansub, and majroor, which is through Dhamma, Fatha, and Kasra. But we also know them through letters, right? Muslimuna is marfu' because of the waw. Okay, excuse me, just give me a sec, please. All right. The way we know marfu' and mansub is through letters as well. And asma'ul khamsa are special because it's marfu' with a waw, mansub with an alif, all right? Mansub with an alif, and majroor with a ya. Majroor with a ya. Okay, so if I was to show you, how would it look like? These are all marfu. Okay, how would it look like when it's mansub? It would be abaka, wa akhaka, wa hamaka, wa faka, wa dha malin. All of these you might notice are. What status? The word that is the mudaf there is what? They're all mansub. Okay? They're all mansub. Okay. Very nice. And that contrasts that to the way they are marfu'. Akhuka, abuka, hamuka, fuka, dhu. Okay, now, majroor with a ya. Abika, excuse me. Abika. Akhika. Hamika. Fika. What does fi fika mean? Fi fika. In your mouth, okay. Just fi, right? It's in books that they think it's funny. I think it's funny too. Okay. Fika wa dhi malin. All right. So this is what we find. Asma'ul khamsa. They are marfu, mansub, majrur in this manner. Okay. I had a friend who I used to play squash with. He's a very interesting, very colorful character. Okay. So what he would do is when he would score a point, right? He would say, Man abuka. Man abuk. He would say that. I was like, man, this is where teaching some of the, this is where teaching Arabic to this guy backfired. Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me? Okay. How about now? Is it okay now? Yes or no? Okay. All right. Well, inshallah, hopefully. It's just context, Brother Danish. Just barakallahu fika. Is just, you know what he's saying. And Baraka uses the harf jarfi, right? So you know it by context. Right? Is there a reason why the first four have attached pronoun ka? The last one has no attached pronoun. It's to show how you don't need pronouns always. It's just, you know, the pronouns are there, and also it is without a pronoun. Also, the word the and the generally don't have pronouns attached to them, generally speaking. Okay, so it's just showing that general rule. Okay, let's look at the Quran. Let's look at Surah. Abasa. Okay. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi. You see that? The day man will flee from akhihi, his brother. Wa ummihi wa abihi. And his mother and his father. As you notice here, these are akhi. Is majrur because harf jar min akhi is a majrur. Waw is ma'tuf. Ummi is majrur with a kasra. Likewise, abi is one of the five asma ma'tuf to akhi. And you can see it is majrur abi. Like that. Okay? So that is an example from the Quran. We'll do a few more examples today about this. Don't you worry. Okay? But let's go back to the notes. The five nouns to be marfu', mansub, majrur, as specified above, they must be mudaf. This is an important point. For them to be marfu' with a waw, mansub with a fatha, majrur with a ya, they must be mudaf. Okay? If they're not mudaf, they aren't treated as the five nouns. For example, the way I say the brother is al-akhu. How would I say a brother in marfu' form? A brother. You would say akhun. Very good. How would I say a brother mansub? I would say it as akhan. Akhan. And majrur akhin. Do you see that? If it is not mudaf, it is not treated as a asma al khamsa, one of the five nouns. All right. Here is an example to show you from the Quran how this is used. This is the ayah about inheritance. the ayah about inheritance when it says over here, when كان رجل يورث كلالة أو امرأة وله أخ أو أخت. See that? وله أخ أو أخت فلكل واحد منهما السدس. If a man or a woman has no direct heirs, this is called in inheritance law, a person who is a kalala, not has no heir who is a parent or a grandparent, nor any heirs who is a child or a grandchild. So when they don't have any of those, they are called a kalala. And in the case of the kalala, they are their wealth is distributed among their brothers and sisters. But an interesting thing here that we find is a brother and sister, they will each inherit 1/6. Okay? 1/6. And this is one of those instances where they are the man and the woman get the same inheritance, something that actually is the exception to the rule, one of those exceptions is right there. But the inheritance laws aside, the thing to notice is أخن is not used as a أسماء خمسة because it doesn't come as مضاف. Okay, so these are some rules about the five nouns. This is why you have قام أخوك. قام أخوك ويقوم أخوك. All right, that's why this is مرفوع. It's مرفوع with the واو. Any questions about this before we see examples from the Quran? I'm going to try to have some time every day for a bit of the Quran study that we were doing. Not sequentially always. Sometimes it will be from like a different part of the Quran. And generally, I'll try to relate it to the concept that we're learning. But before I get to that, I want to see if there's any other questions about this idea or not. No, alhamdulillah, so far so good. So this is our Asma al-Khamsa. Very simple. There's only five. Okay, there's no more than five. One way to remember them is a dhamma is kind of like a small version of a wow, right? Like ooh, the sound is extended by the wow. A sound is extended into a by the alif. Ya, kasra is extended as e by the ya, right? So this is a way to remember it. What does it say? If they are for the nouns to be as they must be mudaf, right? If they are not mudaf here, thank you, Qadali, they aren't treated as the five nouns. Yes, they are not if they are not mudaf. All right, then they aren't treated as the five nouns, asma al-khams. Sounds good, inshallah. Sorry about the confusion there. Okay, examples that we see. Example number one. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ. Okay, people, ready? If I can have you translate this for me. قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ. Yusuf said to his father, أحسنتم. Well done. جزاكم الله خيرا. Okay, very good. Yusuf said to his father, this is the ayah number 4, is qala Yusuf li abihi, when he tells him his dream. Okay, what type of jumla is this? This is a jumla fi'liya. Okay, so the fi'l is qala. Excellent. The fa'il is Yusufu, right? Yusufu is the fa'il. Very good. Why Yusufu and not Yusufun, by the way? Yusufu. Outside fa'il marfu, sure, but why not Yusufun? Banned from tanween. Why is it banned from tanween? And then a non-Arab name, Ahsantum, well done, right? Okay. Let me refresh that. Banned from Tanween. Look at that. What do you have in ban for Tanween? What happened there? Oh my god. Right. So look, here you have ban from Tanween. Something that is majrur with a fatha cannot take Tanween. Remember that. What are the reasons for it to be banned from Tanween? Well, a special type of pronoun, like a special type of plural, excuse me. Masabiha, masajida, for example. Non-Arab name or a name of non-Arab origin, more precisely. Not three letters. Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub. And in that category falls the name Yusuf. Okay, very good. So that is that. Okay, it's called a Yusufu. What is the maf'ul? The maf'ul is N-A. Ahsantu. N-A. Because the maf'ul has to be mansub. There is nothing in the sentence that is mansub. So thus we will say there is no maf'ul. But do you have a related to the fi'l? Yes. And what would that be? Li abi, right? Li abi is your related. Habjar ism majrur. And then also abi, he is. Abi, he is. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Very nice. Now, the thing to notice here, folks, is again how abi is majrur with a ya. And we say it is majrur, excuse me, with a ya because it is one of the asma al khamsa. Can we say abi is mabni because of ya and is maf'ul? No, because li is a half jar. And abi is not mabni. Abi is the word is not mabni. It will change its appearance, as we will see. Okay? Sounds good. All right. So that is the explanation for it. Next ayah number 8. If qalu la yusufu wa akhuhu ahabbu ila abina minna wa nahnu usbatun inna abana la fi dhalalin mubin. Ready people? Let's do the translation of this. Are you ready people? All right, what does idh mean? Idh. When? Excellent. Idh is to mention something that happened in the past. Okay? Idh, remember when this happened. That's what it actually means. And the other word that sounds like idh is what? Idha. That is for the future. Okay? Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. When the victory of Allah comes. Idh is for something that's in the past. Idh qalu la yusufu wa akhuhu. Okay? It helps to remember an example. If you can remember this example for Yusuf al-Islam story, you know it's in the past. If you can remember the example of إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, you will know it is something that is describing the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generically, but also specifically the Fath Makkah. But at the time, it was revealed إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, when is the meaning? As in speaking about the future. Wallahu a'lam. Okay. إِذْ قَالُوا قَالُوا قالوا 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 they said. Very good. If قالوا, all right, tell me how many words do we have here? How many words do we have here? We have two words. What's the first word? The first word, is it a li or is it a la? Sounds funny. Is it a li or is it a la? It's a la. Okay, good. Is this a half jar? Well, if it was a half jar, it would be li. And this would be majrur. But it's not majrur. This is indeed the lam for emphasis. The lam for emphasis. Slipping lam is when it comes at, with inna. Remember? In this case, it's going to be slipping lam. Lafi. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin. Here, it is lam that is for emphasis. Okay? So what does the la here mean? Surely. Surely, for sure, Yusufu. Yusuf, of course. Wa akhuhu. All right, wa akhuhu. And try again, Sister Maryam. And his brother. Very good. Qalu la Yusufu wa akhuhu. Yusuf and his brother, not brothers. Akhu is singular. Right? Akhu is singular. Akhuhu. The plural of akh is ikhwatun or ikhwan. Okay? Yusuf and his brother. Ahabbu. Okay, before we do ahabbu, we have to do something else. Which is... All right. Do you remember this? The vocab sheet. You had the ism tafdil. Ism tafdil. That's what it's called. That's actually called it like that. Ism tafdil is what tells you or allows you to say better or best. And you would use better by using harf jar min. And here, min would mean then. So, hasanun is good. Ahsanu, better. Ahsanu min, better than. The best would be al-ahsan. Or ahsanun nasi. You see that? You would have kathir. Aktharu, more than. Aktharu min, more than. Al-akthar, the most. Okay? All right, Kabir, Akbaru min, bigger than, Al-Akbar, the biggest, or Akbaran, Akbarun Nas. Okay, now you might remember Abtar as well. But let's put Ha, Ba, Ba here. What does Ha, Ba, Ba mean? What do you get from that? Those love, to love. To love. And by the way, the word in Arabic for love is Hub. And the word in Arabic for seed is habba. Habba. Same root actually. Ha-ba-ba. It's kind of like it's a romantic thing. that love is like a seed you plant. It grows over time. Mawadda is from the word wood. That also means love, but slightly different connotation. Okay? All right. How would you say something is beloved or someone is loved? Close. It will be Habib. Habibun. And so if you make it mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, it becomes habibi. That's where you get that from. My loved or my beloved. You guys get that? All right, very good. Habibun, if you make it my beloved, it's good. Right, that will be habibi, like that. All right. More beloved. How would I say that? Ahabbu. Very good. Ahabbu. Ahabbu min. You with me, people? I'm going to add min to all of these, by the way, just to make it more precise. Aktharu min, akbaru min, ahabbu min. The most beloved would be al-ahabbu. Or you can make it mudaf. You can make it definite, by adding al, or make it definite by making it mudaf to a definite mudaf ilayhi. So ahabbun nasi, ahabbun nasi, like that. You see? All right. It is a comparison. More is it has to most often is used with min. Okay. Most often it is used with min because it's a comparison between like two things. Better than someone. More than someone. If you want to say I love you more. So by the way, this is not a fair. This is an ism. If you wanted to say I love you, you would say uhibbuka, the fi'l. All right, uhibbu, the fi'l, very similar to what the ism is. Okay, but these are asma, comparisons. Beloved, more beloved, most beloved. Oh, again. Can you all hear me? You can hear? Okay. All right, so this is more beloved, all right? Ready? All right. Ahabbu. Ahabbu. More beloved. Ila. Ila to, good. Abina. Abina, our father. Minna. Okay, now translate minna properly, please. Ah, ahsant. Mudasif. Then us. Why then? Ahabbu min. Ahabbu min. More beloved than us. People, you with me? Akbaru min. Bigger than something. Akthar minka, more than you. Akbaru minka, more than bigger than you. Ahabbu minka, more beloved than you. Okay? Does the min not have to be right after? No, it doesn't have to be right after. It can be any time after. Okay? Ahabbu ila abina minna. Okay? Make sense? All right, I'm going to tell you what the wow here means. The wow does not mean and. The wow here means while. Okay? I'll tell you why later. When we get to that part, Najumiya. While nahnu. We. Usbatun is a word that's a little uncommon. It doesn't come so often in the Quran. Usbatun means a group, right? A group of people, generally like a group of 10. 10 men would be usba. Okay? He says, we are a band. Okay? Not like of the musical variety, but more like of a group of people. So, we are a group. Okay. Inna. Indeed. Abana. Our father. Now be careful with this. Lafi. La is surely, but as you might remember, la is actually emphasizing aba. But right now we'll translate it as surely in. Okay? The la, the slipping lam, is actually emphasizing the ism inna, aba. But it comes attached to what comes after it, related or khabar, in this case to the related. So we'll just translate shortly in right now as is. Okay, but I'll explain that point one more time when we get to the i'rab. Dalalin. What is dalalin, people? Error. Dalalin is error. Also, dalal could mean misguidance, right? Yes or no? They would say like a dalatul ibil, a lost camel. They would call it dalatul ibil from the word dalal, meaning it's like it's lost its way, doesn't know who its owner is, doesn't know where its home is, and that's the idea of misguidance, by the way. Okay, a person is kind of lost. Okay, mubin. Mubin is. Clear. All right. An error clear, i.e. Clear error. Very good. Right. What would this be? A clear error? Grammatically, manurtat. Very good. Okay. Alhamdulillah. This is so far so good. Now tell me how many asma'ul khamsa are in this ayah? How many? Very nice. Okay. The correct answer is 3. Akhuhu, number 1. Abina, number 2. Abana, number 3. Right? What's the status of Akhuhu? Status is marfu, right? Okay. Abina, what's the status? Abina. Majrur, right? And Abana, status? Mansub. So you see all three statuses in this ayah, yes? This is a good ayah to study the Asma al-Khamsa. Alright, now, the other thing is that we'll do the i'rab of this quickly. Okay? Now, before we write out the sentences, let's write out the running translation for this. The running translation for this would be as follows. Okay. If qalu, when they said, la yusufu, for sure Yusuf wa akhuhu and his brother are ahabbu ila abina minna, are more beloved to our father than us. The minna here is meaning then. Wa nahnu usba, while we are a group. Indeed, for inna, for sure, our father lafi dalalin mubin is in a clear error. I'm adding two emphases here. Indeed, for sure. Why two emphases? The inna is this guy right here, right? The first one is inna. Yes or no? The first one is inna. Maybe I'll use like a blue hair for it. Inna. And what's the second emphasis? For sure. La. Right? Even though the la comes after, it's because it's a slipping lam. It's actually emphasizing the ism of inna. Abana. Indeed. For sure. Our father is in a clear error. By the way, when they're saying in a clear error, are they meaning like theologically? These are the brothers of Yusuf, right? The sons of Yaqub. Are they saying theologically? No, that would be kufr, right? That would be kufr because he is a prophet of Allah. But what are they saying is that he is in error, like he is making the wrong decision. Okay? And what's interesting is that they're looking at it just like from an economics point of view. Oh, baby. Hold on. Because they're like, Usba, We are 10. We have a guest today. We are 10. And Yusuf and his brother is 2 more than us 10. And he would say, he would say, why is it that Yusuf and this little boy are more beloved to him than us? We're 10 men, right? We are 10 men. Hold on for a second. All right. So that is the translation. Now we got to determine how many sentences there are here. She is unimpressed because I'm not giving her anything to, you know, throw. Our prisoner keeps escaping from her downstairs prison. She knows it's time to leave. Yes. Okay, go. Yes, bye-bye. All right, here we are. Ready? Qalu, after Qalu, you have quotation marks, right? You see this? For sure. That indicates, after Qalu indicates that there's a sentence. Okay? So the sentence begins here. La Yusufu goes all the way to inna. That's your first sentence. But within the sentence, there's a second sentence. Where does that second sentence begin? Any ideas? The second sentence begins at this wow. This wow is where the second, exactly, sentence begins. Okay? That right there is your second sentence. And then here you are, inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin, your third sentence. Ready? All right, let's look at it. If la Yusuf, by the way, qalu is also a sentence. If you want to say qalu is a sentence, yes, it is fair and fine. Yeah? Very simple. So we're not looking at that much. We're looking at this longer sentence. La Yusuf wa akhuhu ahabbu ila abina minna wa nahnu usba. Before we look at the whole thing, let's look at this first part. Okay? What type of sentence is this? Ismiya or fi'liya? How did you understand that lam in lafi is emphasizing aba? Okay. So Brother Asif, I think you missed, we talked about this last semester actually. I'll revisit this when we come to ism inna. Okay? Ism inna will come, I'll revisit this point inshallah then. Okay? But now, for now, tell me this is jumla ismiya. Okay. The mubtada. What is the mubtada, people? The mubtada is... The mubtada. Mubtada is Yusufu. Very good. Mubtada. Excellent. All right. Khabar. Khabar. The khabar would be ahabbu. That is your khabar. Ahabbu is not a fair. Like, you remember we talked about this? Ism tafdil. It's an ism. More beloved than. Right? More beloved than. Bigger than. Okay? It looks very much like a fi'l. You're absolutely right. Very much it looks like a fi'l. But it is not a fi'l. Okay? Ahabbu. Alright. I have my mubtada and my khabar. What's my... How many relateds do I have? Two related. What's related number one? Ila abi is one, right? And of course, our abi is, what is abi? Ila harf jar abi isim majur. Abi also is mudaf, and na is mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Excellent. Ahsantum. Okay, related number two. Number two is Minna. Very good. Perfect. That's with data number two. Right there. You got it. Alhamdulillah. Ila abina minna. Very good. Right there. You got it all right. Alhamdulillah. Now, what about akhuhu? What about akhuhu? Wa akhuhu. Hint. Okay. Small khamsa for sure. Wa. Connected. Ahsant. Wa akhuhu is harf of atf, connector. And akhu is connected to the mubtada Yusufu. Akhu is connected to the mubtada Yusufu. And of course, akhu is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. You see that, people? Does that make sense? Yes or no? This is good. The Arab was well done, mashallah. You were able to do it quickly. And Abina, of course, is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, people, so far? The ma'atuf part is all right because Yusuf is your mubtada. Wow, connector. Right? This is a connector. This is a connector. Harf atf right here. And akhu connects to, it's ma'atuf. Ma'atuf to Yusufu. Yusufu is marfu. Akhu is marfu as well. You see that? Yes or no, people? All right, tell me. Nahnu usba. Jumla ismiya fi'liya. Ismiya, what's the mubtada? Nahnu is your mubtada. Very good. Khabar. Khabar is Usbatun. Very good. Folks, does that make sense? Is it making sense? Nahnu usbatun. Alright. Then, inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin. What type of sentence is this? Ismiya, very good. Okay. Look at inna. What is inna? Inna is harf nasb. Very good. This is harf nasb. Yes or no? Harf nasb. All right. Where is the ism inna? Ism inna is aba. Very good. Ism inna. Also, aba is what? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi, very good. I'm just going to write it as M, M, I. Okay? Right? All right. Khabar. Khabar. Khabar is has to be marfu' for ism, for harf nasb. No khabar. Very good. Is there a related though? Yes. What is the related? في ضلال حرف جر في اسم مجرور ضلال yes or no so this guy right here is going to be related correct but also related ضلال مبين is something else what is it منعوت and نعت right yes or no people That's pretty good. We did the Arab of this Jumla in like under 10 minutes. Inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin. On three sentences, all of them. Inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin. There is no khabar. Related is fi dhalal. Of course, aba is mudaf and na is mudaf ilayhi. Dhalal is man'ud, mubin is na'at. Right? Please go in your room and take her. Yes or no, people? Do you guys get it? These are the two examples that we have of what? Our two ayat example of Asma'ul Khamsa. So far, so good. Alhamdulillah. That is the topic number one for today, Asma'ul Khamsa, because we wanted to discuss that. We hadn't discussed that before. It does come in the Quran at many places. Akhuka wa akhuka here. That is the tangent that set us off on this track. Okay? This is what's gonna happen in Ajumiyah, by the way. You're gonna do stuff, you know this, and then there's like one thing we haven't covered, and there'll be a tangent that we will traverse. Alright? Sounds good. Alright, now let's go back to Al-Ajumiyah. Where is Al-Ajumiyah? Right there. Okay, let's go back to where we were. Let's pick up from where we were. We said that the bab al-fa'il, the fa'il is of two types. Zahir wa mudmar. Zahir is the outside door. Mudmar is the pronoun. Zahir is the outside door. Apparent. Mudmar, pronoun. Right? Yes or no? Mudmar, here we are with mudmar, right? Mudmar, he says, what about mudmar? Mudmar is ithna ashara. Mudmar is how many? 12. Mudmar is 12. All right, let's count it. Nahwa qawlika, like you're saying, i.e. for example, Darabtu. Translate Darabtu for me, please. Darabtu. Darabtu. I hit. Very good. One. Darabna. Just write the pronoun. We hit. Right? All right. Darabta. ضربت you ضربتي you female ضربتما no ضربتي is you female ضربت you male ضربتي you female ضربتما both of you very good. Darabtuma, both of you. Okay. Darabtum. You all. Very good. That's number six. Darabtunna. You all female. Very good. Daraba. He. Very good. Darabat. She, very nice. Daraba. They both. Daraba, they both. Darabu. Darabu. They all, right? Or just they, right? Darabna. ضربنا, no. ضربنا would be us. They all females. Very nice. Hmm? All right, this was the one where there's a bit of a mind mashing happening, because the way we do it starts with he, third person, then second person, then first person. Hmm? The way it's in this book, and actually in most Arabic books, is first person, second is second person, and then third is third person. That's how they list it. That's why you start with darabtu and darabna. All right? Fa'il in darabtu. What's the fa'il? The fa'il in darabtu is... The fa'il. Ah, the fa'il is tu. Fa'il in darabna. Na. Darabta. Ti. Darabti. Ti. Darabtuma. Tuma. Darabtum. Tum. Darabtunna. Tunna. Daraba. Hidden pronoun. He. Darabat. Hidden pronoun. She. Very nice. Daraba. Alif. Darabu. Wow. Darabna. Na. All right. Very good. What is the present tense of daraba? Present tense of daraba. Yadribu. Very good. Present tense of daraba is yadribu. By the way, so you see how there's 12 of them? Hmm? Yes or no? All right. Now we're going to do the present tense. You guys ready? This is going to be... We're going to break at 9:15, inshallah. Okay? Just a few more minutes. Okay? All right. Ready? I hit. We're going to do first person, then second person, then third person. I hit. Adribu. Okay? Maybe I'll put these two side by side just so that you see what I'm doing here. Adribu. Very good. We hit. Nadribu. Very good. That's the first person done. Now I'm going to go second person. You hit. Think about it. Think about it. Tadribu. Very good. Tadribu, you hit. Excellent. You female hit. Oops. You female is... Tadribina. Tadribina. Remember? Okay, don't worry. We're reviewing. We're reviewing, inshallah. All right. You both hit. You both hit. If it is tough, what I'll do is actually, if you send the message, it'll come straight to me so people don't see your message so you don't get like embarrassed. Okay? Tadribani. Very good. Yeah. All right. You all, masculine, hit. There's a lot of hitting in this book, man. But it's okay. Now no one knows what you're writing. So please write it. Whatever comes to your mind. You all. Second person. Second person is always that. Okay? There we go. You all hit. Tadribuna. You all. Tadribuna. Okay, very good. Okay. You all female hit. Tricky one. Think about it for a sec. Ahsanta brother Asif. You all female hit or are hitting. Tadribna. Yeah, ahsanti sister Halima as well. Tadribna. Very good. Okay. He hit. This should be easy. Yadribu. Very good. She hits. Tadribu, very good. They both hit. Yadribani, ahsanti, istahdima, brother Musa. Yadribani. Okay. They, plural, masculine, hit. Yadribuna, ahsantum. Yadribuna. Okay. And finally, they, female, hit. Plural. Tricky one. Yald ribna, ahsant, brother Danish. Well done. Yald ribna. Yald ribna. Very good. Jazakumullahu khairan. No, yald rib. Okay. This is like a shuffling of the deck. All right. It's a little bit of a shuffling of the deck. Don't worry. It's part of the review process. Okay. Inshallah. If you feel like this is a weak point, now you have an opportunity to, inshallah, spend a little bit of time tomorrow to review this, inshallah. Okay? But whenever these opportunities come, we're going to review it to try to get your muscles firing again, inshallah. Okay, so that was that. Walhamdulillah, we are finished with Bab al-Fa'il. Now we'll do the Bab al-Maf'ul, alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu. But we'll do that after the Maghrib break, inshallah. Ta'ala. Bab al-Maf'ul. الَّذِي لَمْ يُسَمَّ فَاعِلُ. Okay. Again, a lot of the conjugation, I can tell you, it takes a very long time for conjugation to sit nicely. It's not an easy thing for conjugation to just come. Okay. It requires practice. And this is like an order that we're not used to. And usually when we do it, I have like the table in front of you, so you can kind of like read off the table or juxtapose the root on that table. But this is going now, like asking you to purely withdraw from memory. So it's tougher, right? And if you were able to keep up with it and do it, major props to you. If you fell a little short, no problem. That is an opportunity for you to find, to identify the place where you have to spend a little bit of time. Sounds good? But don't be discouraged. This was definitely a step up. We leveled up there a little bit, okay? Inshallah. It's not an evil laugh or something. I'm just laughing to tell you. Don't worry. It's all good. All right. We're going to do a Maghrib break, inshallah. I'll be right back. I'm going to write a resume recording here as well, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Alhamdulillah, we are back. Jazakumullahu khairan. باب المفعول الذي باب المفعول الذي لم يسمى فاعله. All right. The passive doer. The what you say? The passive doer. All right. I want you to please spot the difference. I'm going to actually skip the example that he's given. I'm going to skip the example that he's given. And I'm going to go to, the definition he's given. I'm going to go to the examples. You with me, people? All right. Spot the difference between daraba and duriba. I'm looking for two differences. Daraba and duriba. Daraba. Duriba. Okay, I'm talking differences in tashkil. Difference number one, ahsantum. Dhamma on R1, yes or no? Number two, kasra on R2. Right? Very nice. How would you translate daraba? How would you translate daraba? He hit someone, right? There's someone who's there is implied. Yes or no? Yes or no? Okay, good. Duriba. He it, i.e. someone was hit. You with me, people? He was hit. Let me just take the it out here, okay? He was hit, but he here is not the same he is here. This is the someone. That's the one they're referring to. You with me? Let's take another example. Okay. Akrama. Which family is Akrama, by the way? Family four. Akrama, Ukrima. What do you spot as the differences? Ukrima. Number one, Dhamma on, how about Dhamma on the beginning? Yeah, can we say that? Dhamma on, instead of saying R1, Dhamma on beginning, right? Is that okay? Do we agree with that? Does this work for Duriba? It works for Duriba, right? Dhamma on the beginning. Does Dhamma on the beginning work for Ukrima? Ukrima, the Dhamma in the beginning works for that too. Right? Yes or no? Alright. Then, number two, is it still same? Right? Kasra on R2, right? Kasra on R2. Is that still okay? Yeah, that is. Alhamdulillah. That still works. Alright, great. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. What is the meaning of Akrama? He honored someone. Okay? He honored. And someone was honored, right? Yes or no? Someone has to be honored for you to honor them. Right? Here, he, i.e. someone, was honored. Right? He was honored. People, you with me? That, folks, is what is referred to as al-maf'ul alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu, the passive doer. The passive doer. He honored, he was honored. He hit, he was hit. That is what it is. Okay? People, you're with me. This is a good strategy. Dhamma on the beginning, kasra on R2. That is how you make past tense passive. Okay? How to make past tense passive? This is how you do it. Let's read what he says. فَإِنْ كَانَ الْفِعْلُ مَاضِيًا. If the fi'l is مَاضِيًا, past tense. That's what the word for past tense is, by the way. مَاضِي. Okay? ضُمَّ أَوَّلُهُ. What's in the beginning gets a ضَمَّ. ضَمَّ on the beginning. And what's before the end gets a kasra. Wa kusira ma qabla akhirihi. Again, let me read this again. Fa in kan al fi'lu madiyan. If the fi'l is in the past tense, al madi, how do you make passive? Dhumma awaluhu, number one. Dhumma awaluhu. What's in the beginning gets a dhamma. Number two, wa kusira. Number two, what's before the end gets a kasra. What's before the end? R2, right? This is our R2. Because the end is R3. Ahsant, brother Asif. Kusira is in fact a passive word. Well spotted. Ahsanta, ahsanta. Well done. All right. So he's explaining to you the strategy for making what? How to make. Let's put this, how to make a passive for past tense fair. Okay? People, you with me? How can you make Dhamma and Kasra passive? Since it's not a thing. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me explain. Let me explain. Hold on. All right. So what he's saying is, what are the steps for making a fi'l? Or are you saying the fi'l dhamma in kasra? No. Kusira is to put a kasra. Kusira, he was given a kasra. That's what the fi'l means. You with me? Dhamma, he was given a dhamma. Is that your question, Brother Danish? All right. By the way, you know, like dhamma, fatha, kasra, these are actually fi'l. Dhamma is to make something round, because you're supposed to make your lips round when you say ooh. And kasra is to break something, because you kind of put it, like you break the shkil and you put it under. And futiha, more precisely, you break your jaw when you say E. Did you know that? That's how tajweed is supposed to be pronounced. You know, it should be alhamdulillahi, like that. Drop the jaw. Okay? And fataha is to what? Open, right? And the fatha is supposed to be open, right? So when you say alhamdulillah, like that, mouth open. That's actually what it's supposed to be. You know, the legend goes, then when Ali radiallahu anhu commissioned Abul Aswad al-Duwali to put the tashkil on the Quran, the first time there were some diatrical marks on the Quran. So what did Abul Asad al-Duwali do? He instructed, I believe, his daughter or maybe his student or somebody that, you know, was under his authority in some way. And he said, whenever I read the word, and he's only talking about the end of the letters, by the way. Whenever I read the word and I make a ooh sound, put a mark to signify a dhamma. Not exactly the dhamma that we know, but a mark. And then when I open my mouth, I put another mark, a different type of mark. And when I drop my jaw, i.e. I break it and drop it, put a kasra, a mark that represents the kasra. Not the actual, not the way we know dhamma, fatha, kasra today, but it was a different marking scheme. If I don't remember correctly, but I believe like if he wanted to mark a dhamma, he would put the dot at the end of the letter and fatha was above it or something. Like it was like a slightly different scheme. But that's how Abul Aswad al-Duwali did it. Literally, like, he's doing this and the guy is looking at his mouth and putting dots on the mushaf. That's how the first iteration of the fatha dhamma kasra came. That's where the names come from, by the way. Okay, so that is the strategy, how to make passive fi'il. That's how he tells us how to do so. Beginning gets dhamma, what's at the end gets a kasra. Ready, people? Anzala, what does anzala mean? Let's do some practice. Anzala means what? He revealed. What's right there, mashallah. Sorry. He revealed something, right? Yes or no? Now, please make the passive for me. Dhumma awwaluhu wa kusira ma qabla akhirihi. What's in the beginning gets a dhamma, what's before the end gets a kasra. Ah, ahsantum, mashallah, it's a very smart class. The answer is unzila. It was revealed. It, i.e., that something was revealed, right? Yes or no? People, you're with me. We've seen this in Surah Baqarah, right? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. All right. Next word. نَزَّلَ. He revealed. Same word. This is family two, right? It's like, you know, the general difference between family two, نَزَّلَ, is like this is done like rapidly or in one shot. Okay, generally. Okay. More exaggerated also is a good idea. Okay, how would you make passive of this? Dhumma awwaluhu wa kusira ma qabla akhirihi. The beginning gets a dhamma. Nu. Second root, qabla akhirihi, gets a kasra. And it becomes Nuzzila, mashallah. Right? He revealed something, it, i.e. something, was revealed. People, you're with me so far? All right, we have a couple of minutes left. We're going to complete, inshallah ta'ala, the command tense with this. Let's do fataha. Fataha, he opened something, right? Fataha, he opened something. Make that passive, please. Futiha. Futiha. Dhamma awwaluhu. The beginning gets a dhamma. R2 gets a kasra. Futiha. It was opened. That's something. I'm highlighting this idea of something was opened, so you don't. And inshallah, this will something. This is what I'm going to explain on Monday to you, inshallah. Why is the name Babul Maf'ul? And I'm sure you can start to spot it already. But inshallah, on Monday, I'll explain that point more clearly or more in detail. But for now, alhamdulillah, we are able to do this. Let's skip this example. This is not a very good example. It actually confused the people in the morning class. So alhamdulillah, this would suffice for us for now. Okay. Next up is spot the difference in the present tense. Ready? Yadribu, he hits. And then the passive, yudrabu. What's the difference in this, the tashkil, people? Dhamma on the beginning, ahsant. Ahsant. Dhamma, dhamma on R1. Dhamma in the beginning. Fatha on R2, right? So R1 is still sukun, yeah? Dhamma in the beginning. Let's make it like this, okay? Dhamma. How did we have it here? We had dhamma, yeah. Dhamma on beginning, yes? Number two. Fatha on R2, right? Yes or no? People, you with me? Excellent. All right, let's try another example. Yukrimu, he honors someone. Can you make the passive for this? Excellent. Dhamma on the beginning and fatha on R2. Well, this guy already has a dhamma in the beginning because it's family 4, right? So it's okay. You just dhamma, put the dhamma in the place of dhamma. And then the fatha on R2, yukramu. Ah, he, i.e. someone, is honored. People, you with me? Yukramu. Okay? Now, let's see what he says, Ibn Ajrum. He says, how to make passive fi'l. How to make passive fi'l for present tense. Ready? He says, وَإِن كَانَ مُضَارِعًا. He says what? Wa, help me. In kana mudari'an. Come on, people, help me out. In, if it was mudari'an, present tense, fail, right? Then what? Says number one step. Dhamma awwaluhu, same as the madi, right? Look at that. The madi is dhamma awwaluhu. Yes or no? Dhamma awwaluhu. Dhamma awwaluhu. Both of them. Yay, alhamdulillah. Step one for both of them is put a dhamma in the beginning. Yay. That should make you happy. Right? Number two. Wa futiha ma qabla akhirihi. Tell me, what does that mean? Futiha. Futiha ma qabla akhirihi. Tell me. Ah, fatha on the penultimate. I love that. Excellently done. Number two is, what's before the end gets a fatha. The penultimate letter gets a fatha. Futiha ma qabla akhirihi. Here the miskeen is kusira. That's the past tense. And the present tense is futiha. We have if you can quickly do a couple of examples, that will be like super awesome. Some quick practice and then we will be done, inshallah. All right. Yunzilu, he reveals something. All right, people, please make it passive. Yunzilu, alhamdulillah. We already have half our job done, which is the Dhamma, right? Yes or no? Our half the job is already done. So it will become Yunzalu. He something was is revealed, excuse me. Yunzalu. Very nice. Okay, let's look at Yaftahu. He opens something. Dhumma awaluhu wa futiha ma qabla akhirihi. I'll explain that more in detail on Monday, Sister Hanima, inshallah. Yuftahu. Yuftahu. He is opened. Okay? All right. We'll skip this example. And inshallah, we will actually end with that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you very much. I hope the introduction to passive was allowed you to actively engage. Bad joke, but you know what I'm trying to do. All right, alhamdulillah. All right, so this is how you make a present tense passive, a past tense passive. Now, inshallah, on Monday, we will look into more details of his definition. Why is it called al-maf'ul? And how you have zahir and mudmar. What do we call Zaydun here? Is he the fa'il or is he something else? Because he's being hit. He's not hitting, right? Yes or no? So we're going to talk about that, inshallah, all on Monday. Then we're going to skim through Mubtada, Khabar, okay, inshallah, and go from there, inshallah. All right? Question is exams. Ya Allah, help me. So the exams, you know, alhamdulillah, everything that I had to, that me grades finished today. Believe it or not, alhamdulillah, I'm not making this up. So, inshallah ta'ala, I will get your exams to you now. My sincere apologies for not getting it back to you earlier, but I will definitely get them back to you very soon now that everything that was going on is now complete. So I appreciate your patience. Barakallahu fikum. And now it has my full attention. Okay. Hayakumullah. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll see you all, inshallah ta'ala, Saturday in the tutorial. Please do try to come on Saturday in the tutorial because we are going to practice Asma al-Khamsa. Asma al-Khamsa. I'm sure you're going to get an excellent mark with the Danish. You don't have to worry about completion grade. And then, inshallah, we'll do also a practice of passive. So please do come out. It will be really nice. Every tutorial now, we're going to do a bunch of concepts between the Monday and Thursday. So the tutorial will have plenty of practice examples. Please try to make them. It will be very, very beneficial. Ayakumullah. I'll see you soon. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.